Okay, I think now we're gonna be to Mrs. Jennings for grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the Greater Lewis Community Village. They are requesting a donation to reach additional older adults who need services and support. They provide services enabling older adults in the Lewis area to maintain their independence in their own homes and remain engaged in the community. There is no specific amount requested, and last grant received was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver.
And that was when?
That was September 2014.
They're putting together a plan to be self-sufficient, but they do need some help to help them get going. I would say $750 come out of my account for that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Greater Lewis Community Village to provide services and support for older adults. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Ocean View Mariners Bethel United Methodist Church is requesting $1,000 to replace equipment used by a group called Assisting Bike Commuters, otherwise known as ABC. ABC loans bikes to anyone who needs a bike to get to work. 107 ABC bikes were loaned in 2015 to workers in the Bethany Beach area. There have been no past grants to this organization.
I'd like to, yeah, they've been floundering along there, and they provide a good service to a lot of the workers in the area. And so I will give them $1,000.
Mr. Councilman Wilson,
would you like to?
I would. Well, this is also part, a lot of these guys would be in my district too.
Yes,
so
it is.
Let's do 500.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mr. Arlett.
Thank you, Mr. Arlett.
To grant $1,000 to the Ocean View Mariners Bethel United Methodist Church to assist bike commuters, being $500 Mr. Cole's account and $500 Mr. Arlett's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would get motion carried.
The next one is Delaware Association of Conservation Districts requesting support for their environmental education program, Delaware Envirothon. They expect students from Sussex Technical High School to participate in this program. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $300 from the countywide youth program.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $300 to the Delaware Association of Conservation Districts for the Delaware Envirothon, being the countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion?
Well, they should teach everybody.
There you go. Any more questions on the motion?
Yes.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
Council members' comments. Any comments from council members?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Mr. Deaver?
I'm on the, George and I are on the Sussex County Land Trust, and we'll be having a meeting in February, and maybe I will ask for a little bit of time on a future agenda to go over all the great things they're doing, and I think the public has a right to know all about that. And quickly, people that talk about congested roads, we have it, and that's true, and I would just like to ask everyone to consider us having more of a setback from the roads when we build. We need to prepare for growth. And so that's my other comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments from council?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
President, now I had an inquiry from Long Neck interested in the possibility of a library because of the growth in the area. And I told him, I don't know if I've told him anything yet, but I believe it's a combination of state and county funding, typically, and federal funding, I believe, at times that have created libraries. And the only way for an unincorporated area like that to have a library, Todd, would be that the county would be the sponsor of it. So that would be something that we might explore, I told him.
They couldn't form their own library more?
All the libraries receive some state funding. We have a library, fee and thing. So it is in other words, they don't have a town.
Right.
So they come to us, and their first line, I guess, of inquiry was with me. And I basically said it's something that could be pursued, and I guess you would have to start a committee and start looking into it and things like that. So anyway, that was one inquiry. And I also got from the River Beach Historical Museum, they were thanking us for a gift we made, a 2,500 at the end of the year to help them with their collection and educating the public. And that's it.
Thank you, sir. Comments from council?
Two things, Mr. President. Number one, my wife is very pleased that Councilman Wilson is back because I have a shaven face now. So welcome back. And my wife is very grateful for that. So I thought I would welcome you officially back publicly. But also number two is, I believe it is today, that our counterparts up in Dover are back in session. And I think that this is a big year for the state as it relates to their budget, and that could greatly impact this county. And so I am prayerful that our counterparts up north will do their job as we do our job. And I'm just extremely concerned slash prayerful that we are not totally impacted greatly in this county from their decisions this year.
Any more comments from council?
Thank you for the time.
We'll entertain a motion to go to executive session for personnel and pending litigation.
Yes, I'll make
motion,
that.
Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf. We got motion carried. We're now in executive session for personnel and pending litigation.